Auf die guten Vorsätze. Du gibst die Couch auf für eine Joggingrunde. Du lässt die Schlummertasse schlummern für ein Workout am Morgen. Und nach 2 Wochen gibst du auf. Ich weiß, es ist gar nicht so leicht, an deinen Fitnesszielen festzuhalten. Doch mit der Apple Watch bist du nicht allein. Sie motiviert dich, dran zu bleiben und liefert fortschrittliche Messwerte für alle deine Workouts. In Echtzeit. So kannst du deine Fitnessvorsätze fürs neue Jahr einhalten und ein für alle Mal das Aufgeben aufgeben mit deiner Apple Watch. Erfordert ein iPhone 11 oder neuer.
The Bill Simmons Podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. We are also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, where I have a new Rewatchables coming on Monday. It is Robert Redford month. We did Jeremiah Johnson, one of Redford's all-timers. This is with Chris Ryan and my dad. Only the second time that he's ever been on a Rewatchables, and probably the last time. Shawshank and Jeremiah Johnson are his two favorite movies. So it's the three of us. That is coming Monday. If you like the show Task, we've been covering that on the Prestige TV podcast as well. We have a lot of NBA stuff coming because suddenly the NBA season is starting a week from now. So you can check out the Ringer NBA show. You can check out Zach Lowe's podcast. But we have a lot of good basketball content. And there will be a bunch of stuff on this podcast coming next week. So stay tuned for that. You can watch the videos on my YouTube channel as well. You can watch the Rewatchables videos on the Ringer Movies YouTube channel. And coming up on this podcast, I'm taping the intro after what happened in the Patriots-Bills game. It was a very happy night for me. I tried to contain myself because it's how it came on. And a lot of stuff happened on this podcast. But I'm not sweaty. I'm just glistening. I'm glistening with joy after an unbelievable Patriots win. It's all coming up next. We're going to take a break. Bring in Pearl Jam and then Cousin Sal. This is the Bill Simmons Podcast presented by FanDuel. If you're betting on the NFL, come on. FanDuel is the place to do it. They've got everything. Same game parlays, quick bets for when you want to jump in live your way so you can set your own lines on just about anything. The app's fast. It's easy to use. And best of all, when you win, you get paid instantly. I've been in Boston, Massachusetts recently. Guess what I did? Use FanDuel. Super fun. Download the FanDuel app or go to FanDuel.com/BS. to get started. Must be 21 plus, present in select states, 18 plus in DC, Kentucky, and Wyoming. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. All right, live on YouTube on a Sunday night, Cousin Sal is here. I just watched my favorite football team beat Josh Allen in Buffalo. Say it, Sal. Drake definitely was the man of the game.
My guy.
I never stopped believing. Drake definitely came through. Some big ass plays. We needed some wow plays from him. All the worst guys on the team made penalties in the second half, and I started to wonder if it was going to happen, and they held on. Sal, what'd you see?
I am not going to love this, Bill. This is going to be a rough 90 minutes or whatever we're doing here. No, he was freaking great. He's still Drake, maybe. Still barely beat the truly terrible Dolphins and lost to the Raiders, but he made every single throw count today. I mean, I don't even know where you want to start. That last play where he didn't get sacked was as big as anything. And to me,
when he
rolled right and hit dig, like that was amazing too by his own 10. But God, I'll let you gloat. Go ahead. Go crazy.
Well, I really thought this was a solid team with a chance to be a playoff team before the year. And then they stunk. And then there were real signs the last 2 weeks, but they had to show it tonight. The two big things for me, Diggs was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I was on text threads with Pats fans, like trying to figure out when was the last time they had a true number one. And as much as I love Edelman, he was like a sort of number one. He wasn't like this. Edelman was amazing. He's one of the best playoff receivers ever. But he wasn't like this, where it's just like every single time he needed to play, he was just getting open. He was creating yards after. So that, and then Gonzalez was just outstanding. It had the big play of the game. That it was such a good play. It almost seemed like it was pass interference, well, but they replayed it.
I would have. Did you see a replay? I saw the replay from down the field from the end zone.
They decided not to show the good replay. Yeah. I think
Cheaty Gonzalez is what I call him, but whatever.
But that was just, he didn't play the first couple games. So, right. You know, they had enough impact dudes out there. There's still no depth. There's still dudes that are involved that will not be on the team 2 years from now. But for the most part, like, we watch football all day. Mm-hmm. They're not an elite team, but I think they can, you know, kind of swim around in that next swimming pool, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the Diggs thing is fun to me because he wasn't exactly great with the Bills, right? So when you give your ex-team an FU, when you didn't really maybe give it your all, or maybe he did give it at all, his all, but he wasn't. It's like, right. It's always weird. What the hell? That must really screw with their minds.
Well, he was good to start. The last year, I don't think went great.
Right.
And, you know, and Minnesota too is the same thing where people were unsure of what a great teammate he was, but he's been an amazing teammate on the Pats.
He's found a home. Like,
they've been saying it all year, like leader, leader, leader. Sometimes these guys find it in their early 30s, but what'd you think of the Buffalo side of this before we dive into more Pat stuff? Because they were really sloppy. They couldn't get Cook going. Mm-hmm. And the Pats, I think, have an excellent run D. Cook could never really get unlocked, but I don't know. It was a pretty choppy game for a Sunday night NBC game by them.
Yeah, for sure. Especially the first half hour or so, right? There were 3 turnovers. You guys went back and forth. And that's you kind of needed everything that happened to the Bills today to win that game, right? They had the two. Right. Coming into this game, I think they only had 2 turnovers, right, for the whole season.
They gave us 2 in the first half.
We gave them
4 extra points by not going for it on the 1 yard line with 4 seconds left, which I did not. I thought they should have gone for it because you need points to beat Josh Allen. Yeah. I just would have. I just feel like Drake should be able to get a yard on a sneak. He's 6'4". He's 230 pounds. Like, we should be able to get a yard.
Well, I don't know why that wasn't the play with 10 seconds left, the sneak, because you had a timeout left, right? Right. Well, what was it? 6 seconds? I don't know. I forget what you had.
We had the 4 seconds left. But
4 seconds left.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I thought they got conservative, but obviously they felt like they could slow down Buffalo's defense enough. Turned out to be the right call. It was a Vrabel masterclass.
It really was.
I thought he really, like, the pace of the game, how they tried to control, keep Josh off the field. It was all the stuff like he did when he was in Tennessee. I also want to say,
go ahead.
I'm celebrating. I don't know if you can see it, but I have nice hot water with a lemon. I'm going to burn my hand pulling it out.
Is this the Bill Simmons? Like, there's an Arnold Palmer?
No, it's the Drake May. That's what this is. It's the hot water with a lemon victory drink.
It's good.
Which is why I'm sweaty right now. Listen, on behalf of all Patriots fans, you know, we had Brady for 2 decades. Before that, we didn't really ever have anybody. Mm-hmm. And then we hit that bleak, you don't have a quarterback stage of things again. And we knew the whole time with Brady. It wasn't like we were like, oh, I'm taking this for granted. It was like, oh man, this is going to end. It's going to suck. Mm-hmm. And then you have all these dudes, and Mac Jones turned out to be disappointing. I'm glad he's found himself a little in San Francisco, and Cam Newton, and, you know, Hoyer's in there, all these dudes. And you start to wonder, like, how many years are we just not going to have a quarterback? Like, if you're the Raiders right now, if you're the Browns, you know, sometimes this could be 2-3 decades. And they have a guy. And so they beat Buffalo. But more importantly, like, they have a guy. They know they have a guy. And there's only 10 of them. And they have one of them.
Love this. Love this. Love that you're overconfident again. Love that this means we could wait a couple weeks before digging into if Zion's going to win comeback player of the year for the
16th. Oh, that's next 16th. Week. Last week.
I love it. I love right where you are. No, but of course, I get what you're saying. We sit through those 1 p.m. Eastern games. And you have to figure out, I think we're going to do the exercise in a few minutes.
We're going to do a bad QB draft later. I mean, we saw so many bad quarterbacks today.
So many. But,
and that's it. It's like having a herp. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's on your lip for the next 20 years when you have one of these quarterbacks. I call it a herp.
A herp?
Yeah,
is that Boston? Herp.
A herp?
A herp. Never heard that.
Oh, my God. Now everyone's going to forget about the hot water because the herp is
I'm not going to forget because I'm starting to sweat. I probably need the air conditioning on here.
You're going to scald your throat for no reason. 77 degrees.
Of course, my wife was hanging out in the back with a friend of hers having rosé and then came in and there was like, it was just classic, 2.5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, and then she looked and saw the score. And at least we've been together long enough where she was like, oh, mm-hmm. You know, it's 2020.
Right.
8.5 point underdogs. What'd you think of that line? Did you take the Pats, by the way? No, I didn't take the Pats. Ask me the other side. Ask me if I had the Bills money line to close out a bunch of parlays. That's the question you should be asking.
Well, I know you had the Cardinals. I absolutely cannot wait to talk about that.
No, we can't talk about that. I'm going to need till Wednesday before I talk about that.
So there are no undefeated teams left, and there is only one winless team, the Jets of New York City.
Right.
Even though they play in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of four-win teams. I have no idea who the best team in the AFC is anymore. And I'm not even sure who the best team in the NFC is anymore. And I'm not even sure who the 14 playoff teams are. But tonight was the first night I felt like the Pats could sneak into this 6-7 range. Baltimore with the year from hell. If Cincinnati's out with Burrow, we thought maybe Vegas, even if you give two playoff teams to the AFC South, probably one from the North, and then the Chargers today, who their offensive line just like completely cratered and their defense kind of died and they look terrible. So we might only get two from the AFC West.
Yeah.
So that does leave a spot for them. The schedule is super easy. And
can they get to nine wins? You had them as a seven seed.
Yeah, then they lost to Las Vegas, who hasn't won since and who looks like they're one of the worst teams in the league. So
You're back at it. You're back at it. It is anyone's game. I still think the Bills are the premier team in the AFC, although you would think that the smackdowns at home would occur. They had a little trouble with the Saints last week, too, before they got, righted the ship. And then this week, it's interesting. Interesting. This is when you go back every week.
You go back, you look at the Bills' first four. In that 41-40 Ravens game that seemed so awesome and seemed like it was going to be an AFC title preview. We don't feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. They beat the Jets. Everyone's beating the Jets.
Yep.
Beat the Dolphins by 10. Mm-hmm. They beat the Saints who hung around. They couldn't beat the Pats today. They don't really have an awesome start to finish win yet. Whereas I look at a team like Denver that's 3-2. It's two plays away from being 5-0. Mm-hmm. But has some... good start to finish performances. I thought they were great today. Like if you're just talking about best both sides teams in the AFC right now, I'm not saying it's going to last, but I think Denver has probably bring the most things to the table out of all the AFC teams. Buffalo is Josh, which is the difference.
Well, that was the defense, right? That we thought would show up at some point that we saw last year with Denver. They were excellent. I think they dropped them 5 or 6 times. Hurts probably 5, but, yeah, really good. And, we killed Knicks all week and last 2 weeks, and his QBR is bottom 4, bottom 5, but he made some big throws too.
House called him out on the podcast and because he really wanted to take the Eagles money line. It was like, if Bo Nix sticks it to us, so be it. He's been blah, blah, blah. And he was really bad for the first 2 hours of that game and then kind of rose. Can we do Mike and the Mad Dog for the rest of the Pat schedule? Do you want to be Mike or... Mike or dog?
I always like being the dog, but...
All right, you be the dog. I'll be Mike.
Yep.
Patriots are 3-2.
Mm-hmm. Week 6 at New Orleans.
This is a tricky, tricky game, Bill. A little bit of letdown. We saw what they did in the Superdome. Don't give it a W just yet, but I'll tell you what, we'll give them a win. We'll give them a win.
Okay. At the Titans.
Against his old team, they both had this circled on the calendar. It's got to be a win. They don't win this, forget it.
So if they, I forgot to be Mike.
Oh, yeah.
So dog, if they beat the Saints and Titans, they're 5-2. Home Cleveland week 8.
I know that defense comes alive, but again, this is a Vrabel victory right here. I think you get 3 in a row, including this build. Yeah, you're going to win that one.
So that. I'm going to be Mike? Bill for a second. Oh, no, I'm going to be Bill for a second. Yeah. So they're already on a 2-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. So beating Saints, Titans, Browns would be a 5-game winning streak. That feels too good to be true. 6-2. They're either 5-3 or 6-2, I think, realistically. Okay. All right, back to being Mike. Week 9. Week 9, Atlanta home.
All right, now I'm going to be Bill for a second. Anytime Penix has walked up against this... Atlanta's home. It's in New.
Yeah.
Where is it?
All right. We'll scrap back at the
go ahead. Yeah.
Week 9's Atlanta.
Go ahead.
Week 10's at Tampa.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Week 11, Thursday, Jets. I don't know what quarterback the Jets will be in at that point. Week 12 at Bengals. No Burrow.
Oh, man.
Week 13, home for the Giants on a Monday night. Week 14, bye. Week 15, Bills. Week 16, at Ravens. Week 17, at Jets. Week 18, Dolphins. Like, this is why I picked them to make the playoffs. That's a fucking crazy schedule. They have three hard games.
You know, this has gotten so bad that I'm now looking at them to win the division. I hate that I'm doing this.
This is great.
Plus 360. That's actually about right. Right?
They're plus 360 to win the division.
Oh,
Jesus.
Look at you now. Look at you.
No, that seems low. Well, Buffalo has, I mean, just their hard road games left at Atlanta, at Houston, at the Patriots, at Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have an easy schedule too. This was the whole thing with the AFC East, why we thought there might be two.
If you could beat them again at home, that's, of course, it's your division to take, I think.
By the way, when we talk about we have a quarterback, thank God, like you have that with Dak right now. Like Dak's been great this season.
He's like 30. No,
I know, but he's, you know, I think Dak, people kind of forgot. I don't think he had the greatest year last year, but watching all the TVs today, he was one of the most competent guys by far.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I just don't know with the Jets. I really don't know. I can't give that too much credence, but, you know, he's doing this without CD Lamb. He's tossing the ball and, you know, it's getting good results.
And without offensive linemen?
Yeah.
You guys are missing a whole bunch of people. Yeah. So just quickly on that game, Cowboys Jets, Fields now 0-26 when the other team scores 21 plus points. I think that's the most amazing stat in the NFL. So if you get to 21 points, Fields can't win, basically. 0-26. Like, think how many games that is. That's almost two seasons of games.
Yeah, even your defense could score and it wouldn't help you because you're scoring less than 20 there. Wow. Yeah, I feel bad for that coach. I don't want to say they're the worst team in the league, but when you don't have wins 5 weeks in, you're right there. And it feels like Aaron Glenn's, the team's punking him, right? They can't tackle. They, you know, they have four, like you said, Fields 4.5 yards per pass, I think. Allowed five sacks to the Cowboys, who had five sacks all year. You know, that said, we're a game and a half behind the Eagles with a home matchup against them. So NFC East is ours. I can't believe we're not favored.
I was going to ask you.
No.
9-7-1 is a possible Cowboys record. I'm just saying it's possible. Is that a playoff spot in the NFC? Is that a 7 seed?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
9-7-1.
I think so. I think there'll be a 9-8 battling at the end. But we have a really tough, I don't want to Mike and the Mad Dog this, but we have a tough one. We have a tough stretch. Games like weeks 12 through 17 is bad.
It was an interesting game today because like Shiel had a stat that the Jets had the most 10 plus yard plays today. They had 19 10 plus yard plays. They actually moved the ball. They had, they got stopped on a couple fourth downs.
Right.
They had a fumble inside the 10. They're also defensively, I can't believe the stat's true, but I read it on ESPN, so I'm assuming it's true. They're the first team since 1933 to not have a defensive turnover in the first five games, to not have a single turnover.
Wow.
Has that happened since 1933, apparently?
Wow.
Yeah. How's that possible? But I guess it's possible.
Oh my God.
It's almost 100 years.
I feel extra bad for Aaron Glenn. Because he has to count on at least three turnovers through 5 weeks.
Right.
That's despicable.
That was supposed to be his big thing, right?
Right.
So then I think Rich Cimini is one of the one of the guys who covers the team. He said that first half that they played was on par with the Gase era, the worst of that, the worst of the Kotite era, like the worst coaches they've ever had. It was the worst half he'd seen since he'd
been covering the team. I thought he said Gase era. I was like, what is this?
Remember Adam Gase when
he
was now,
I think,
coaching high school?
Flowing out. Yeah.
So on the Cowboys, are you Ewing theory? Do we have to send Ewing theory committee to Dallas? Like, what are you thinking?
I just
like
want to know.
You never won anything with Micah Parsons.
I was bummed we didn't tie. I wanted like 14 ties at the end of the year. I wanted to go like, you know,
Two, 8-6-3?
No, not even that much. 2-3. And 11, 12. You know, like an English premiere record or something. But I'm all right. I was overall happy with the 40-40 performance, and I'll be all right again until like November when it gets tough again. So we should beat the Panthers. So, and we have trouble with them typically. And so let's see what happens next week.
Well, you seem fairly well coached, at least on offense.
Yeah.
So he's good. You
like that round. I haven't seen that. You see that roundup, the locker room speeches by the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
didn't see his today. Was it good?
Yeah, he said the players usually sit in the back of the plane. Today, the players sit in the front of the plane. That's what happens when you get a road win. So that's nice. Saving some steps.
Well, it feels like there's an incredible amount of pressure on those speeches now.
Yeah, right.
They got a guy with a 4K HD camera 7 inches from your face, and you basically have to turn in a Pacino on any given Sunday every week. And you've got to remember who the 4 people who get the game balls, and you got to go around, you got to make eye contact with everybody, you got to have the right enthusiasm. Like, what if somebody's just not good at that? They just tell them no cameras?
Then they're not going to get the Oscar. They're not getting the Coach of the Year award. I mean, I really do think everything else equal, those dumb speeches make a difference, you know? Not that Dan Campbell's won too many of them, but I think he's great at that.
Do you think Dennis Green must be, wherever he is, I don't know if he's dead or alive, if Dennis Green is like, man, I really missed my era. If we'd been in this era being filmed with the post-game speech with the 4K camera, I would have been fucking Newt Rockney.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd been amazing.
Is there a class you should take before that? Is that as important as everything? And so that you should take a class to just kick ass in 40 seconds in a post-game?
It's longer than that. It's like 4 minutes.
You have to remember
different things.
Right.
I like when they have to, when they throw the game ball and the guy has to then talk.
Yeah, right.
And it's like the Nickelback or like the kicker. You're like, yo, we got a great group of guys in here, man. We got to keep it up, man. Let's keep working. And they just kind of, they don't know what to say. They need to coach those guys too. Yeah, they're just not ready for it. And then some guys will be amazing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they're turning into like a preacher.
Some go too long. They should maybe play them off or do the comedian thing where they shine the light or something. But yeah, it sucks all the energy out. The long snapper doesn't need to go for 3.5 minutes.
My favorite was last week when we talked about that Ben Johnson one last week he was basically like, this is what we knew. And it was like, the other team could have had a field goal and you would have lost. All they had to do is make a field goal. You're not giving a speech.
We could talk about the Titans when we get to them, but that speech can only include about what the other team did to fuck up and not how great your team was. But
the Bill Simmons podcast is brought to you by FanDuel, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. And when the Chiefs and Jaguars play Monday night, tonight, FanDuel giving all customers a 50% same game parlay PBT or a 30% any bet PBT. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I believe in the Chiefs on a Monday night. I'd probably do something with Chiefs money line, some sort of high adjusted over, like put in the 30s. The Lawrence interception, I think, has to be in there. And then something with Kelsey, like 3 catches, and you're good to go. FanDuel.com/BS. Bet the Chiefs versus the Jaguars with a 50% same game parlay PBT or 30% any bet type PBT. So you can just do the Chiefs money line and the Eagles money line on Thursday night. You're good to go. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner in the NFL. Must be 21 plus, present in select states, or 18 plus and present in DC, Kentucky, or Wyoming. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit rg-help.com. Call 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer partner of the NBA. You know the NBA season's almost here when that anticipation kicks in. What trades worked? What rookies are popping, which teams might flame out by Christmas. I already had my guard up with this season because the Celtics, obviously a team in a little bit of flux. And then Jason Tatum posted like a minute of him working out and looking really good. And it broke my brain because for the first time I was like, wow, he might actually be back in the second half of the season. What's that going to mean? Whatever happens when I'm watching all that unfold, I'm doing it with the Michelob Ultra in hand. Superior light beer, just 95 calories. There are a lot of moments worth playing for, but the ones that taste the best are served cold. Order Michelob Ultra and fill up your fridge as we gear up for NBA season. Cannot wait. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2025. Anheuser-Busch, Michelob Ultra light beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The gambling event of the year. Now, we already had one of the stupidest gambling moments in a long time with that Philadelphia Rams block field goal touchdown. Yep. that we all thought was like, well, this, we won't top that this year. We topped it. Mm-hmm. Cards Titans, I think, is the bar. I think it was a 9.9 for if you bet on Arizona, just you're in a, so my first question is, did you bet on Arizona?
All over the place. Boy. I had them, the Ringer 107, -8.5, loved it. Had them money line parlay, loved it. Had them in multiple eliminator pools to a point where, you know, when they blow, when a team blows the spread for you, you're like, good, screw them. I hope they lose the game. Yeah. And even though I knew I was going to be out a bunch of eliminator pools and money and everything else, I still hope they lost the game. And then they
you
lost
got
the
that
game.
Spiteful.
Yeah, it was that spiteful. Now I'm angrier. It's funny because like people ask me, my wife is like, don't you get tired of watching the same games over and over? It's like, no. They're not the same. Because no. In this one, an idiot dropped the ball at the goal line with no one around them. And then another idiot intercepted a ball and then fumbled it. And then a second moron, instead of jumping on it, kicked the ball. Pretty cool, right? Every week, it's something different. But 21-6.
Well, we just talked about this last week. We were talking about the degrees of stupidly ruining your own touchdown. Because mm-hmm. Who was the guy who did it last week?
Donnie Mitchell for the Colts.
Yeah, the guy in the Colts. Yeah. And they'd be 5-0 maybe if he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
With the DeMarcado today, this was the worst one. This is like he's slowing down and like mm-hmm. dangling it like he's Michael Jackson dangling the baby over the balcony. Mm-hmm. And just run over the goal line. You have one job. Yeah. Just keep going. Do it in the end zone. Run into the end zone and then dangle it.
Right.
I like and also like we have proof of concept that this is stupid because multiple people have done it and then gotten excoriated for days and weeks afterwards about how dumb they were. And now it's still happening.
Yeah. The touchdown drop at the goal line is like it causes life-changing stress. I really feel it does. Like for gamblers and fans of Arizona, like it's affecting the health of like tens of thousands of people. I know we want to get rid of like red dye and Skittles. It's fine. You know, it's shitty for you. No one's arguing. But betting on guys dropping the ball for no reason is just as much damage to Americans. I feel like you should have to pay $1 million if you do that. I don't care where you have to find the ball.
It's a fine.
A fine and jail time. 3 years in prison. You hear that? Amari DeMarcado. What a terrible person he turned out to be.
Oh.
Awful.
He's going to try to do better. He's going to learn from his mistakes.
Not with my money backing him.
I think I said this a couple years ago when this happened, and I'm just going to reuse the point I made because it was one of my better points. I think you just black out when you're about to score a touchdown. Like, I think you lose your mind. Like, that guy's running. He had a 76-yard touchdown, right? He's running full speed. He got through. You're sprinting down. Everybody's cheering. You see the goal line at the end. You're on like the big scoreboard. You can see yourself and you're running and you're just like, I think you just like black out.
You're out of your mind. How many touchdowns have we seen where they don't drop it at the goal line? They don't black out. How many touchdowns did this guy?
I think you lose your mind.
What other explanation
is to drop a ball before you go over the goal line?
Probably had 1,000 touchdowns in high school. Give me another explanation.
That's my working explanation is you black out.
He blacked out? All right.
Yeah.
Well, then he should say that. He should say that. I wonder how, I hate that.
All right, so because the other explanation is I thought it would be fun as I crossed the 5 to dangle the ball and see how close I could come to losing it while I held on to it. That's the only other explanation.
I guess. Guys, that's just insane. Do stupid things. You know what? Can I say something in his defense, even though I hate his guts? I do. I'm not sure they should overturn that, honestly. It could have been pretty close. Just leave it. Why do this to people? We'll just keep it a touchdown.
Well, so I didn't even want to watch this game.
Yeah.
And there were only 4 late games and it was just perfect for the multi-view. And I always think it's weird when there's like 3 in the multi-view and there really wasn't a great.
Yankees was a blowout.
All right. So I'll keep it on. So you have that play. But then Ward, who wasn't good for 3+ quarters and then got really good in the 4th quarter, but he had a bad pick. I don't think the guy caught it. Like, they kind of glossed over that.
Oh,
like, he caught it, he rolled over, and then he just threw the ball in the air. And it's usually like, I have no idea what it is, as we talk about every week. I don't know what's a catch, what's not.
Right.
I guess it was a catch. But then we ended up reenacting the Dave Casper Raiders play, which was one of the great plays of our childhood. It was like one of the first great gambling moments. I forget, they're playing like the Chargers, maybe. And then it's the last play, and he's about to get tackled, and he just kind of fumbles it, and they just start kicking it forward, and then the Raiders land on it. In the end zone because they cheated all the time at everything back then. And they had to change the rules after that play that you couldn't do that. And yet somehow the Titans did it today.
Right. And yeah, like I said, disgusting, kicking it over. And, you know, so it was I'm just trying to figure out the spread, right? So the 8.5, 21-6, DeMarcado should score. It should be 28-6.
The game's over. They
game
don't
set
cover.
Match. Yeah. Definitely yeah. not losing the game at that point, right? I don't 95% covering at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. You would need the two touchdowns. Well, the other thing is they score and they cut it. It was to 9 with the extra point yeah. coming. And instead of going for 2, they went for 1 and missed the extra point.
Right. Which made me and think so I
Arizona
had a
was
chance.
Still Arizona minus 9. So they did like a little dick tease for the Arizona bets. Right. Like, no, we're still going to fuck this up for you.
I had a bunch of those dick teases yeah. with Cincinnati, too. I had them. I just got to stop with bad teams and bad quarterbacks. Just the worst. I mean,
as you know, I just would never put Kyler Murray in a tease or a parlay ever. It's one of my rules. Although another one of my rules is don't bet on the Europe game, and I still continue to do that.
Not early enough. Yeah.
So did you see that clip where it's possible he got a mild concussion from the shotgun snap?
Yeah. The ball hit him. You can't really even make this up anymore.
Like he got his belt. It almost was like Tim Anderson, Jose Ramirez, kind of like did one of those. And they had to take him off. That was another thing that happened in this game. But that wasn't, yeah, we mentioned all these things. The highlight of the game.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, the highlight.
It was Spiro Dedis and Adam Archuleta, our announcers.
Yeah.
Tennessee has the ball. They're down 2 and they're driving. And they have they're clearly just settling for a field goal to win the game. And Spiro goes, Tennessee isn't thinking about the field goal. They're going for the win. It's like, well, field goal does get them in the win. Yep, so I think sure Adam does. Archuleta feels bad. So now they're setting up the field goal and they're like killing time. And Adam Archuleta does this monologue that includes the sentence, this could be a devastating loss for the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, yes. Really, Doc? You think so? You think being up 21-6 and then dropping the ball on the goal line and then blowing a giant lead and then losing at home and now you're 2-3, you think that was a devastating one?
So it was like the Colonel and Boogie Nights. He felt bad for Spiro. So he felt bad for Spiro. He one-upped them there. Interesting.
Yeah, the producer was in his earpiece like, yo, you got to say something dumb. Spiro just really, really blew it right there. You got to one-up him.
Listen, we should just be thankful these analysts are staying out of prison. if they can't make sense, whatever.
That was I don't even know what to say about that story.
Yikes.
Anyway, Arizona, you picked them to win the division?
Yeah, I did. I did. And I was about to say,
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
They're going to be the worst 3-2 team of all time. But now they're 2-3 and they're just the worst 2-3 team of all time.
They are who we thought they were. Yeah. I had an up and down over unders for the win totals. I have a division that I think I'm going to get every single team wrong.
AFC team South. Wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went 0-4 in the AFC South. I had Indy 7.5 under. Houston 9.5 over. Jacksonville 7.5. I think I went under on them. Yeah, and then Tennessee 5.5 over. And right. I think it's going to be a clean sweep. And there are some other divisions I nailed, but it was like, wow. I just did not figure out
and
anything
yet,
that was
as
happening.
As laughable as those teams are, if Jacksonville beats Kansas City tomorrow, that's the AFC South might be the most competitive division, might I say, in this AFC. Well,
I texted you and Hinch today. I think they switched bodies with the AFC North.
Right. Although now New England's
AFC North is the AFC North, not the East.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
The Baltimore, Cincy, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, that's the new AFC South. Those teams all suck.
No, I'm with you.
9-8's probably going to win that. Pittsburgh fans will be like, no, we don't suck. We're really good. No,
they'll be good.
You don't have a good team. All right, Eagles, Broncos. Let's talk about that. 17-3, Denver comes back. I know Romo's your guy. I'm just going to be mildly critical because
He's right over my shoulder here. Be careful.
Romo and Nance were asleep. It's 17-3. Denver, all the yardage and the first downs were pretty even. Mm-hmm. And Knicks missed a couple throws. And they're like, the game's over for them. Even when it was 17-10, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, Denver's driving again. And Romo's like, Jim, I don't know. All of a sudden, this is a game. And it's like, it's been a game the whole time. The Eagles have done jack shit on offense. The Denver defense has been amazing. This has always been a game. But then
can I defend them for a second?
Yeah, defend them. Go ahead.
The Eagles put them to sleep. They're boring. We said they were boring. That. Offensively.
Who did the sleeper hold? Adrian Adonis?
Adonis
who's
did
the
it?
Number one sleeper
Roddy
holder?
Piper over my other shoulder.
But who's our number one sleeper guy? Was it Adonis?
Yeah, yeah. Roddy Piper and Adonis. And
Philly's the Adrian Adonis.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
He's dead. They can't invite him to
a game.
That's
true. That's true. He would be good on the offensive line. And that. Yeah,
you're not a well-liked locker room guy, Adrian Adonis.
No. Yeah, yeah.
No, from Hell's Kitchen. A lot of bad stories about him.
Lots of leather jackets, bad Hell's Kitchen, fights in
fights in the locker room, like a legendary locker room fight. I can't remember with who he got his ass kicked.
Wasn't boring.
Eagles are boring.
Yeah, very boring. And they got screwed a little bit. I don't care because of the Eagles, but that was a bad, unnecessary roughness call at the end. You know, he's going for another yard. He's clearly going for, you know, lunging. And so I don't know. I wouldn't have called that, but they should be able to hold a lead against Bo Nix. He made some good throws, but that was it. But like I said, that's the Denver team we were waiting to see all year.
Well, so they got the running game going, which started on Monday night. You could see it against Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Harvey, right as they were just trying to put a drive together, Harvey had a really nice run around the right side where they had him, and he just had the speed and got around, and it felt like it got them a little juice. And then I thought Nix finally looked like the guy from last year in the last hour of the game. Like he made some big ass plays and some good runs. Their sideline was locked in, and I loved when they went for two.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect example of he's been talking since the summer, preseason, whole thing. I like this team. I think we're really good. Even when they lost those two games, we're good. We lost to good teams. We're a good team. And then he proved it. He went for it on two, ran a great play, and they went 18-17.
I don't remember seeing that. With like wasn't it like 7 minutes left when he went for two? Or was it four? No, it was like half the quarter.
It was halfway through the quarter.
Yeah. That was ballsy. Yeah, like that coach, man. He's good. And you know, now we're gonna talk Denver all of a sudden +290 to win the AFC West. We flip flop on this a lot, but
well, how about this? They're 3-2, they're 2 plays away from being 5-0. Their next five, they're playing the Jets in London next week. They're playing the Giants in week 7. They're playing your Cowboys in Denver in week 8, at Houston week 9, and then Raiders on Thursday night week 10. That's at least 4-1.
Wow.
Unless they really screw the pooch on one of those.
Wait a minute.
And Pete Carroll might have just retired by then.
So you think this, he might just be
like that. Him and Belichick should just go into the assisted living together.
So 9.5 wins, because FanDuel's great with these updated win totals, is -125. They're going to get to 10.
Really?
If they play anything there today, they'll get to 10.
Jets, Giants, that has to be 2 wins in a row. You just have to win both of those.
Yep.
Your team, you know, I think your team can move the ball, it seems like, on anybody.
I don't know.
Doesn't really matter who the team is. You don't agree?
Yeah, we can. That defense is going to show up or not show up week to week. So it bothers me.
At Houston week 9, there was a CJ Stroud resurgence today that I would just tell everyone. Be careful. He's going against that ravaged Baltimore team.
He was telling us, be careful. What did he say earlier in the week? He's like, I feel like an old man. I feel old. It's just not coming
together.
Yeah,
I can't move the way I used to. He's 23.
Used to. 4 months ago.
One thing on the Eagles, have you noticed that they've kind of assumed the identity of the Chiefs last year? I was wondering if it was like that movie It Follows in New Orleans in February after they beat the Chiefs. They just took their being.
Interesting.
Where it's like they're just in these games, but it doesn't feel right, but their record's good and their stats are okay and they're always one play away from being fine, and yet it just doesn't seem like everything's right, and I don't even know what it is other than the malaise of watching the Eagles.
Yeah, they're taking the worst.
I know their corners are weird. Like
all the good teams, because the Ravens used to be the team that could score but not hold a lead, right? How many double-digit leads did they blow in the fourth quarter? It's always a Harbaugh number against them. I feel like that's what we're seeing out of the Eagles. Up big against Tampa, and then gigantic plays, and Tampa's right back in it, right? This week, same kind of thing. So, yeah, unlike the Chiefs, who struggle to get to 17 points by the fourth quarter for the most part, this Eagle, I don't know what's up with them. I really don't.
Paying a lot of money for those receivers that they seem to just take out for a Sunday drive and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then Barkley just hasn't done anything yet. And, you know, in the Pats in 2004, when they got the Corey Dillon, the last Super Bowl they won in the 2000s, they got this awesome Corey Dillon year.
Right.
And he was like rejuvenated and it was great. And then they brought him back for the year after and it was kind of a year too late for him. I don't think that's the case for Barkley because he's pretty young, but he does not look like the Barkley from last year. So I would love to know. I know the offensive line's not the same.
That's it, I think.
But even it doesn't even feel like they're using him in the same way as like on those little flare passes and wheel routes. I don't know. They just haven't unlocked him. So when I watch them, he just doesn't jump out of the TV anymore. And I don't really understand why.
No. And he,
because he seems
you pay a lot for that TV. That's like a $30,000 TV. If you want him to jump out of the screen, he should be able to do it. No, yeah, he caught that touchdown. That was a nice bubble pass. Wasn't that much?
No, it doesn't. No. That's you're thinking of our cousin.
That's right. Craziness. Yeah, he caught that touchdown pass, but you don't see the 25-yard run.
The touchdown pass is a good example. Like that shit was happening all the time. He would have games last year where he just single-handedly won the game.
Yeah, sure.
And not really happening this year. The other one that was really fascinating was Bucks Seahawks.
Yeah.
And we were texting afterwards, and I was already on it about Baker MVP. What is it now? Did it go down? It was 13-1 after the game. And I'll set this segment up properly.
He's still 13-1.
Still 13-1. Okay. So in the fourth quarter of that Bucks Seahawks game, I went on FanDuel and looked at the odds for him for MVP, and it was still 15-1. And I was thinking, nobody has played better than him this year, period.
No doubt.
And it was weird because, of course, on NBC after, they're talking about Dak and somebody else. They're like, no quarterbacks have played better than these dudes. And it's like, you mean other than Baker Mayfield, who has 4 last-minute drives already and who's been absolutely fucking incredible and lost Bucky Irvin and lost Mike Evans and didn't have Wirfs and Godwin for the first couple games of the year and just every game keeps them in and has this competitive spirit. Like, he's clearly the MVP through 5 games. I don't know if it's going to last. But how is he not it's not even an argument.
Let me just say, we're doing this live. This line is going to be plus 850 tomorrow based on this conversation. That's how much I believe. I'm not kidding. Why is he fourth? First of all, Mahomes is ahead of him at 6-1.
He's got Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Love ahead of him. It's outrageous. He's playing so much better than those guys. And Allen's been good, but not as good as Mayfield.
And he's so exciting. He's such a highlight reel. I mean, I know Allen is too. He runs all over the place. But what was Baker today? First quarterback ever to have 375 plus passing yards and fewer than 5 incompletions in a regular season game. He's just really like, this is nonsensical. I guess our thing is that you have to be a top 2 seed. Why wouldn't they be a top 2 seed at this point? I like their chances better than the Packers at this point.
Well, the fact that they're 4-1 already. Yeah. Could they get to like 12-5? Yeah, that 13-1 is just, I mean, Stafford's 14-1. Who's having a better year, Baker or Stafford? I'll tell you this. I had Seattle -3. It was a roller coaster ride. And at some point, they took a 7-point lead down the stretch. And they just had to get a stop, which they hadn't done for 2 hours because they had no defensive backs left. And it was, our guy Mike McDonald finally grew a pair and went for it on a fourth and two and got it for a touchdown, which he should have done. Two other games this year. He finally gets it at least. Yeah. But Baker got the ball and I was just like, he's going to go down and score. Like how many quarterbacks in the league right now would just be like, the fucking guy's going to go down and score. They're like, I know what's going to happen. And he just took him down. He had basically one receiver, a tight end, Rashad White, who's a backup running back who looked good today. But he just patched it together and just made plays.
Can I say something? And Sack, just because I bet them to make the Super Bowl, I think we should put Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl because they're the most entertaining team right now. For the Super Bowl, we get the most entertaining halftime show, right? We don't necessarily get the best. Otherwise, we'd have Paul McCartney every year. Same thing with the anthem. Let's just put them. We can play out the games as long as we come to an understanding that the Bucks are going to be in the Super Bowl. I mean, he's great. He shouldn't be fourth in MVP. He should be at worst.
He'll be 8-1 tomorrow. It's an insulting one. I'm with you. If we're handing out awards after 5 weeks, he clearly gets the most fun player of the 2025 season so far award. I don't think there's any question. And this connection he already has with Egbuka, who everybody loved before the season. We talked about him a bunch, and he's even better than I thought he was going to be. I mean, he was absolutely unbelievable. He was open over and over again, just torching these Seahawks second stringers. That was a tough one. And then on the flip side, Darnold was great. And at the same time as Geno was self-combusting yet again, he throws a pass that skids off someone's helmet and is the game-ending interception, right, basically.
And for less money than Geno. Yeah, they were 49 for 56 combined. They had scored touchdowns on 7 straight drives. Halfway through the fourth quarter, I think like both teams averaged 12 yards a play or 12 and 10 or something like that. I don't love every game to be like that, but definitely a Baker Mayfield game is fun to watch like that.
Certainly not a game I was expecting from the Seahawks.
No.
I thought I was a big believer in their defense, but they just passed the point of injuries. All
what
right.
Happened? You spill your water?
I was looking to see where we were on time because we're going to... I'll do a couple games really quick. Washington over the Chargers. Chargers are up 10-0, then they die. Their offensive line is gone. And it seems like they might have been the rabbit team. I just feel like Denver and the Chargers have switched.
They have.
Switched spots, like in the hierarchy. And to no fault of the Chargers because of the injuries, right?
We should have known. As soon as this game, when they wouldn't make this game 3, it was 2.5. 2 weeks ago, we were all saying, oh, Chargers, the toast of the AFC West. They're going to run away with it and everything. Yeah, Washington's banged up. Even with Jaden Daniels coming back, it was totally a rat line. But he was like 12 for 14 in the first half. Like, yeah, I guess they were up 10-0. Then they just nothing at all out of them. Yeah. Eventually, the line gave up.
Lions kill the Bengals.
Ugh.
I think we can officially say maybe losing Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson was an unequivocal disaster.
They're going to be all
coaching
right.
Staff.
Yeah.
They seem okay. Cincinnati's 2-3 still. The last 3 weeks, they've been down in games 28-3, 28-3, and 48-3 in the last 3 weeks. They've been on 25, 25, and 45.
Why did I bet? Why were they my best bet today? I don't know. I have no idea. And then that cock tease at
the
end.
There were a lot of gambling trends supporting Cincinnati plus 10.5. Like that big of a home dog.
Right.
Them coming off a huge loss. Detroit as a road.
What do they care? Outdoor game. Even the worst teams don't get blown out by the spread 3 weeks in a row. Browning. Are we going to rank these things? What are we doing?
We're going to do it after the break. Is Joe Burrow a possible MVP candidate for you still? We do this sometimes. If a guy leaves a team and they immediately fall down by 100 points combined in the next 3 games, should he get some votes?
I was going to flip it. Yeah, the answer is yes. He should be ahead of Jordan Love, I think, at least. But
yeah, definitely.
What is his injury? Like, would they be much worse off with him in there right now than Jake Browning?
What's Joe Burrow, like in a foot cast?
Yeah, just put him in.
Like with a walker?
Sure, yeah. He wouldn't throw 4 interceptions.
He'd be the first guy to start an NFL game, but then also be allowed to board an airplane early.
Right.
When they bring in like the old people and the people on crutches.
I like it. Bring him in.
Saints over Giants. The kind of game that you regret winning in January. When you look back and you're like, why do we have the 4th pick? Oh, we won that fucking Giants game. And Scatabo fumbled.
Scatabo was blaming his gloves like my 12-year-old does in Little League Baseball. Like, it's the gloves. I need new gloves. That's why I've struck out 3 times in a row.
This was the classic there wasn't enough to gamble on today. And I never, ever put 2 bad teams in a parlay. Yeah. And a Sunday morning classic, like, I really think the Saints are going to win. I really think the Jets are going to win. I'll put those 2 with the Colts. And it's like 4-1 odds on a parlay. Like, I'm just going to jump all over that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what did I do? You're just watching Justin Fields rolling to his right and whipping it out of bounds. You're like, what did I do? Why? I know the rules at this point. Don't do this.
I mean, five turnovers for the Giants. They should still be able to beat the Saints, but that was a clinic they put on today.
Yeah. Panthers over Dolphins. A big one for all my Dolphins futures. I really needed them to lose this one for the 19 different Dolphin win under bets. But Carolina has somehow won 2 of their last 3 and then gotten blown out in the other game. Bryce Young, he can't get going until he's down 17, it seems like.
Right.
It's like the boxer that needs to taste their own blood. He just needs to see Andy Dalton like potentially warming up, and then he kind of activates. They ended up, they had 418 total yards and 26 first downs.
That was a fun game. I don't know if you had the audio on. They have this, Collins is the play-by-play guy, and he made it like it was the last Super Bowl ever.
The basketball guy.
Yeah, he's our friend Alec. It's like, yeah, that's the Hornets guy. That's our guy. I was like, that's great. And it was him and Schlereth, I think. And that was a very exciting game, even though like you kind of knew the Dolphins were going to blow it. They are really something else.
Yeah, something about Tua in the last 2 minutes of these games.
Yeah.
I don't see them getting us 6 wins for any reason. And then the last one, the Texans killing the Ravens that we talked about, CJ sucking us in, but the Ravens down 1-4, and it seems like they rest Lamar next week, then they have a bye. So they might be 1-5 heading into the bye and then maybe try to make a run. But I was looking at the year from hell teams the last 3 years because I couldn't remember who was who. The 2024 Niners, they had gone 12-5. They were 6-11 last year. So they were the year from hell team. Mm-hmm. Bunch of injuries. 2023 Vikings. That was the Cousins, Achilles. Yeah. They were 13-4, dropped to 7-10 that year. And then the Rams, the year after the Super Bowl in 22, they went from 12-5 to 5-12. Mm. Where they had all their injuries.
The Bengals aren't on there. They never came off.
Part of the year from hell is, you had to have been really good the year before.
They were okay after their Super Bowl year? I guess it was 2 years after that then.
They were okay. Yeah. Okay. So those were the last ones. So this officially feels like we're on a streak.
Well, it's awful with Baltimore. And like, not even in a joking way, they lost a former player this week. It just seems like it's all like freaking falling apart for them.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry.
Injuries all over defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Now bringing it back to nonsense, like you got Derrick Henry and Ja'Marr Chase and all these studs with these weirdo quarterbacks. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah. Vikings, Browns. A 6:30 stink fest for us in the Pacific here. You came back. When did you come back? Yesterday?
I was back Saturday.
From Brooklyn?
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we have Carson Wentz versus Dylan Gabriel. And I honestly didn't think Dylan Gabriel was that bad. He's at least accurate. He's tiny. Like passes will get deflected. I won't be telling my grandkids about him, but he's like fairly competent. And it made me think with all the bad QBs we saw today, we had to have a bad QB fantasy draft, which we did last year.
Yeah.
When there's a week like this where there's so many of them, we just have to, for posterity, rank them. So I'll give you the first pick. Worst quarterback you saw today.
Yeah, and I don't want to insult anyone, right, on this list because, if you don't win this week, there are about a dozen.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah, Mariota or Fields, it could be your week next week when we do this,
Yeah.
But, all right, I'm going to go for it here. And I know he came back and maybe covered on a teaser or something for Cincinnati, but I think it's the guy who... You and I jinxed just 4 weeks ago by naming him the best backup in the league.
Yes, we did.
Taking Jake Browning. He had 8 interceptions in 4 games and didn't even have one in the 28-3 game that he lost. Yeah. But here's a stat you can't beat, and I think we threw this around on a text chain. At one point, Ja'Marr Chase led the Bengals with 3 tackles, and that means your quarterback is the worst in the league. So congratulations.
What an unbelievable stat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's 2 other things because it really jumps out on the multi-view and the ability to watch all these games. The reaction of somebody after an interception, it's like that final, when somebody's just in a slump as a QB and it's just like, I don't know, my girlfriend just broke up with me kind of body language or just like, you just feel like their vertebrae are sinking into their body. He had that once. And then the receivers.
Right.
Chase was like, I'm fucking done with this. He had that body language going by there was nobody more unhappy to get yards than he was in the second half. He was like, get me the fuck out of here.
I think, I'll add to that, that look that Chase gives, that means all week it sucks. That means, I knew it in practice. If you're a little like stunned, if like, oh man, we were completing this in practice, you know what I mean? But he gave that look like, this is an everyday occurrence.
It's got to be brutal to be in that situation as the QB when, he was good as the backup. He's clearly lost a little something, but now you have this pressure. You have Chase and Higgins. You don't have an offensive line. Yeah. You're not playing well. There's no backup. There's nobody threatening you, and you just like can't get it going. It's a very good choice. I had to take Geno Smith.
Mm.
It just seems like it's over. He has 9 interceptions already in 5 games. And there's like a storied list of people who have done this. And it's all some of the worst quarterbacks you can remember from the last 30 years. The Raiders, of course, about a couple of them. I can't believe how bad he's been. And he's been bad beyond the interceptions. Like we talked about that week two Monday night game against the Chargers when he was just sailing the ball all over the place. Like we were joking about his eyesight last week.
Yeah.
They gave him $75 million for 2 years. They gave up a third round pick for him. And he's worse than the guys they had last year. But they had, I was looking at who they had last year. It was like, or maybe 2 years ago. Oh, here it is. It was O'Connell, Minshew, and Ritter.
Mm-hmm.
19 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Geno's 6 TDs, 9 interceptions right now. He's not to mention all the other stuff.
And he won his first game. Yeah, this is all last.
And he looked pretty good against the Pats. Like he was making big passes.
Yeah.
In 23, they had O'Connell, Jimmy G, and Hoyer. They were 16 and 19 that year. 16 TDs, 19 picks. But those are the last 3 years of Raider QBs. If you go through the Raiders on Pro Football Reference, Carr comes in, they draft him, and they get like 9 years out of Carr that are like, fine, right? He made the playoffs that 1 year. It was pretty up and down. He had a couple of bad years. But for the most part, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? It was like a
C-plus. It was 1 year, week 14, he was like tops at MVP odds, I remember. And then he got hurt or something. But yeah, I know.
It was okay. Mm-hmm. But then you go before that, like they had Carson Palmer for 2 years. They had Jamarcus Russell. They had that guy, Andrew Walter. You just go through, it's like, I forgot about that guy. Whoa, I forgot about that guy. They have a million of those. And Geno is supposed to solve it. And he's
have a million and one. Yeah, he threw some balls today that not only should a 13-year vet not know to throw, anyone who's ever watched football, anyone who's ever watched a friend play Madden shouldn't make some of those throws. So, and I can't believe he was in at the end. Like even the Colts put Richards in it.
That was amazing. I loved when Richardson came in and they cut to, he almost had a fumble or he had a pass deflected. He caught it.
Yeah.
And then it cut to Danny Dimes on the headset, just like laughing. It's
like, you may not be done, Dimes.
They thought we were competing.
You may have to come back in.
Yeah, I wrote down, so the Raiders are 1-4. I wrote down, turns out mid-70s Pete Carroll, a washed up Chip Kelly, a multitasking Tom Brady, and apparently washed up Geno Smith and the son of Al Davis. We're not the dream team in retrospect. Of course, I picked them to be the seventh seed in the playoffs. So I have some regrets. Them, Jacksonville or Indianapolis. Yeah. And it looks like the other two.
You know, all the talk about Brady shouldn't be allowed in the booth. He can't be interviewing these players. He can't do this. He's going to get inside every. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Geno Smith, your quarterback. Doesn't make a goddamn difference.
I think Brady solved the debate. They're fucking terrible. Yeah. They're like, what kind of inside information is he getting?
He should say something tomorrow. He should be like, I hope this puts an end to all the talk about my cheating and my infiltration of these interviews.
If I wasn't getting all this inside information, we wouldn't be 1-4.
Yeah, right.
So Geno has the most interceptions in his first 5 games since Zach Wilson in 2021.
Nice.
That is rarefied air.
Yeah. Not good. Not good at all.
Okay. So I'm taking Geno second. You're up next.
We're not doing the two. You don't get two? Okay.
You want me to do two? You can go. Let's go back and forth. You go.
All right. I'm going to say my guy. Does it have to be someone played today? Because I'm going to say Joe Milton.
No, it has to be.
Somebody
that played today. Yeah, Joe Milton didn't play.
Yeah, but he did knock over a fan in his yard with a pass.
I did see that. He doesn't count, though.
I think Cooper Rush, I don't think it gets much worse, honestly. He was a good backup for the Cowboys, and he can win games, but no more. No, not even confident in his checkdowns anymore. Like, you talked about Dylan Gabriel. Like, at least he gets the ball out fast for his checkdowns. You know we're going to see that for a rookie.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush, it's over. Sorry. You have decent receivers. You have Derrick Henry. You should move the ball better than you did.
Yeah, the thing with Gabriel, You know, he kind of wasn't like, I'll be telling my grandkids about him, but at least he was throwing like 9-yard passes to players in spots where they could catch the ball, which sadly is passing for confidence in 2025.
It looked like he practices. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that was a nice, it's the tight end really enjoyed being able to catch the ball right in front of his helmet like that. I'm taking Justin Fields. The 0-26, I think, is one of the craziest records. I just can't believe that if you're rooting for Justin Fields and you have this invisible thing for the other team where it's like, man, if they get to 21, the game's now over. I've never seen anything like that. But the thing is, he'll always have 2-3 plays that kind of make you not want to give up on him yet. Yeah. And he'll be like 38 and be like, see that scramble? I don't know.
Right. The 40-yard run goes a long way in not in keeping him out of the basement for this draft.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Who do you have with you?
You know what? I'm going to say Cam Ward.
Him next.
You did. Yeah. So entering this week, the Titans had 3 touchdowns after a month of football, offensive touchdowns. And really the only reason they won today was because a fumble was kicked around and some idiot dropped the ball at the goal line. So maybe he'll get it together. But right now he's got to be high on this list. The good news is Cam Ward versus Geno Smith. We got to bet on that game next week. That's a Sunday coming up.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a good last like 40 minutes of the game.
Fine.
Like he actually started making some plays, but he was the first 2+ hours was bad. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Brissett with my next pick just because he played. He came in and immediately threw a pass that the tight end blew his knee out trying to catch. And not to laugh at that, but it was just like classic.
Yeah. Shouldn't be helping the team doctor out for sure. Yeah.
They didn't score for the moments he was in there, but it was just, I got flashbacks to when he was the Patriots quarterback last year. Who do you have next? I have 4-5 guys left on the board. It's getting interesting here.
Wow. All right. I have Arch Manning because I don't think that's a wrong podcast. Count. That's it. Yeah. I'll save that for Tate on Tuesday. Is it just, do I have to take Jackson Dart over Spencer Rattler at this point because he won?
I didn't have Jackson Dart in this spot. Interesting.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go Rattler, even though he won and he can't get to the Sean Kizer's Torsay trophy. That's all right. He's 1-10 now, but he still has to be on this list.
He's Kizer's off the hook. He gets to keep his record. I don't think Rattler's awful.
Okay. Well, we're getting
Do you think he's awful? Like, he actually can make some plays.
Yeah, I think they're done winning.
I don't trust him.
That's it. That's it for them.
I have Bryce Young next. Only because he's fallen behind over and over again. There's been 4 times this season where there was a 10-minute stretch of people online or Panther fans being like, that's probably it for Bryce Young. He's never going to start another NFL game. Mm-hmm. And then he just does the Undertaker and all of a sudden he's up again and he's rejuvenated. But the Dolphins are really bad.
Yeah.
And I don't really see it with Bryce, unfortunately.
All right. You probably don't have this guy on the list, but I'm going to say Carson Wentz. And maybe because
I'm on my list
early in the morning and I wanted to be entertained more. But I think a good way to do this list is, how about this? If you find out they're injured, are you okay with the backup coming in? And when Carson Wentz went out around halftime, I'm like, oh, what does this Brosmer guy look like? The backup for the Vikings, the University of Minnesota quarterback that no one cared about in the draft. Yeah. But so if your guy gets injured, you say, let's see what you got. Let's see what's next. I think that's it. And Carson Wentz, you know, I don't want to cut him too much slack. He's got Justin Jefferson. He's got Addison. He's got great receivers and should move the ball better against the Browns. I know they won, but come on.
I don't know who the announcers were today because I was barely awake. But at one point, I forget who somebody who was involved with the Eagles or something. Who was Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
And he was defense. Like, Jim, we were talking to Jim Schwartz this week. And Jim Schwartz said they would have won the Super Bowl with Wentz that year he got hurt. Like, that's how good he was. They would have won the Super Bowl with him. Do people actually believe this?
I don't know. I mean, that was Nick Foles, dumb like, team.
Yeah. Nick Foles left his body for 3 weeks. I don't know if Wentz would have done that. I don't know we'll never understand what happened with Nick Foles, but he did. I would have liked my chances. Is
Jim Schwartz a defensive guy? Yeah.
I think he was just being nice. Okay. Can I take Brosmer here?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Did he have is there a first name for him?
I don't think they're not going to release it until like week 9.
He's just Brosmer. He's like Kramer.
Yeah, he's Brosmer.
Yeah.
It's a great entrance.
I'm taking him next. All right, two picks left.
All right, I'm going to say Anthony Richardson. Just the sight of him kind of got me sick. I know he didn't do much or anything or hurt his team and he played for a winner, but I have to put him on that list.
I actually had a thought. The most fun outcome is the Raiders trading for him, right?
Oh, that's
like
good.
The perfect storm of everything, right? Mm-hmm. The Raider, Geno they come up with some fake injury for Geno. Maybe he is hurt. Like he's, right. Oh, he had a rotator cuff. We didn't realize.
Yeah.
But we've acquired Anthony Richardson for fifth rounder. Brady's going to mentor him.
Right.
Brady's going to get information from his coach meetings when he has coffees with coaches and they give him the entire game plan for the week. So he can say nothing when he does the telecast.
I like that. And get him on the cheap. AR-15 going to the Raiders. Yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah,
gunslinger. Yeah. Right. Al Davis would have loved this guy. Mm-hmm. He's like Daryl LaMonica.
Yep.
Yeah. So Tua and Gabriel are still on the board. Mm. And Gabriel's not better than Tua. As much as I would love to do it for the content, I have to take Gabriel here and leave Tua to you as the last pick.
All right, let's button this up with
Tua has to be drafted.
Yeah, because I have Kyler here too. Honestly, are you sure Kyler's better than Tua at this point? I mean, how many games like this are we going to see? He has to do better than 220 and it's like 25 yards rushing versus the worst team.
So you're taking Kyler, I'll take Tua.
Okay. There you go.
That's a great case. I will say this. If they had announced during the game, if they had stopped the ball after he almost got concussed by the shotgun snap that he didn't see, and they stopped it and they're like, congratulations to Kyler Murray, who had the shotgun snap inexplicably hit his head when he wasn't looking for the 37th time. It's an NFL career high. Like, I actually would have believed that.
Yeah.
That happens to him 8 times a year. Is any quarterback ever been more surprised by shotgun snaps?
I like it. Another guy doesn't practice. Nobody knows the ball's coming to him. Yeah, that was a Looney Tunes episode. That really was. Drop balls, at goal lines, snaps at to the face mask. Stupid team.
Do Arizona and Carolina play this year? I'm going to look this up. Because that's like our perfect match. They already played.
That was the game.
I'm making my own point already because it already happened. Because I was going to say the perfect game would be Kyler Murray versus Bryce Young because they would take an early lead and then Bryce Young would make a late comeback. And that's actually what happened in week two.
That's when Arizona wins, right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So your team was your bad QB fantasy draft. You had Browning, Rush, Ward, Rattler, Wentz, Richardson, and Kyler.
Yeah.
And I had Geno, Fields, Brissett, Bryce, Brosmer, Bob Brosmer.
Bobby Brosmer, yeah.
Bobby Brosmer. Brian Brosmer. Gabriel and Tua.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of lefties. Good I don't for know Jackson whose team's
Dart.
Better.
Jackson Dart goes unscathed. Good for you.
He should go unscathed. He's not bad. I think he's better than everyone we just mentioned. Right. Would you rather have Jackson Dart than any of those guys?
It's fine. It's just some of these teams are going to end up with 2 and 3 wins, and I couldn't even tell you which is which.
There's some really bad ones. So right now we have 7 1-win teams and a winless team. So we have 8 teams that are 1-4 or 0-5. All right. Let's go to Guess the Lines. Week 6, Eagles-Giants. We get to watch Jackson Dart. By the way, you won the first 2 weeks. I won the last 3.
Yeah.
People think I'm cheating again. I'm back, baby.
Well, let me just say something, because you're going to think I'm cheating, but I got the Thursday night game exactly, and I got the Sunday game, the first 2 we go over, the Europe game. So this is not how I would cheat. I would cover it up a little better, but go ahead.
Okay. Eagles at the Giants. I have the Eagles by 7.5.
That's it. All right, we tie. It is 7.5.
Oh. Okay.
See how you blocked me there?
Yeah, I looked at 6.5, 7, and 7.5, and I tried all 3. Mm-hmm. And 6.5 felt too late. 7, it just felt like a 7.5. But I also wouldn't have been surprised if you had told me it was 9.5, because the Thursday night with what we saw from the Giants.
Well, you know, we have to be scared a little when we put them on a teaser, because they're not going to lose 2 games in a row.
Right. So this is a 7-point tease, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I think the move is you grab the Chiefs tomorrow, 7-point tease with them, with the Eagles, and then a third team.
Oh, really? All right. Well, let's go through these because you might just see them clearly here.
London game. I had no idea what to do with this. Broncos, Jets. By the way, poor London. Why do we do this to them?
It's a war crime, some of these quarterbacks we throw their way.
Yeah. Is the goal for London we just make money because they'll go watch anything? Because
I think so.
The goal is to try to get them to love professional football and become real fans of the sport,
right.
We're sending them the worst teams over and over again. Are these teams you would never want to watch? And there are these 21-17, these shitty games. Why don't we send like real people over there?
Real people?
Like send them like Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes or like just one game where they'll be like, whoa.
Yeah, if we're going to have three or four in London or whatever, one of them needs to be decent, right?
We gave them the Vikings twice.
Yeah. If it was Patriots Bills, that would have been fine for Sunday morning. But yeah, I'm with you. I
went for, I wrote down Broncos -7. I think I might be low.
Jesus. I picked two exactly and I can't gain any ground on you. Seven. Yeah. Well, there's your teaser, right?
I don't know if I'm doing the, I'm 0-2 with the Euro games. Today I did a, Browns under, a Browns money line under with the Colts. And I felt great about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Browns didn't win.
The Browns money line under.
The Browns money line with the under in the Browns game with the Colts money line. I did that as a parlay.
Well, why'd you like the Browns so much? Because
the Vikings had no offensive line. I just thought their defense was going to win it by themselves. All right,
well, this is different. Denver should win just to win. I mean, that, you know.
I mean, coming off the high of winning in Philly and then losing to Justin Fields in London. God. By the way, by 10 o'clock on Sunday, the Giants and the Jets could still have one win.
Oh, interesting.
Like, we should really be monitoring this. This is... There's a, like the Yankees fell behind 2-0 in this Blue Jays series, which I'm just stunned by because I just thought they were going to kill the Blue Jays.
Right.
This could be in the running for like a week from hell for the New York sports.
Interesting.
The Yankees get bounced. Embarrassing Thursday night game. Embarrassing London game. Yankees are gone. Mets season was a disaster. Now everything's like riding on the Knicks. Yeah. Did you think the Mets season wasn't a disaster?
No, I hadn't even thought about it until you mentioned it. Should we do the same thing with Philadelphia, though? Eagles lose. Phillies lose game one. Penn State.
The Eagles lose. And
Penn State, the UCLA.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
The Eagles fans like this, though. They never want to be too happy.
It's true.
And now they get to complain all week. Like what are we doing? Why don't we use the receivers? Yeah. What's going on?
It's the Bill Barr effect. They like being angry. Yeah, they're upset.
This, they're in the right spot. Sunday marquee game. I couldn't believe this was the marquee game, but I think this is what it should be. Bucks in Tampa against the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I think is the best game.
Definitely.
I think Tom Brady will go to this game and get all bunch of insight.
Oh, he shouldn't be allowed. Shouldn't be allowed.
He's going to find out so many things. It's going to help the Raiders.
This is the only reason the Raiders are only losing by 25. And not 50, because he's got the inside scoop.
A friend of Brady was saying that Gino would have 19 interceptions if Brady wasn't in these meetings learning things. How's Bucks -2.5 sound?
Oh, come on. Yeah, it sounds like you're cheating, because now you're 3-for-3 with exact lines. That's what it sounds like. One. I had 3. I thought the Bucks should be 3.
I haven't seen anything.
Jesus,
Bucks -2.5.
I can't win.
Whoa, I'm throwing a no-hitter right now.
I have some bad picks, too, coming up. This sucks. Why isn't this 3?
I think it ends up at 3, right? Well, because we don't know if Purdy's playing or not.
Well, and that's bad or good. I don't know.
Mac Jones has one leg.
Seems to be enough.
I was proud of my guy, Mac Jones. I thought he, you know, I always felt like there was, maybe we overrated him too much in the beginning, but it also really felt like he was just broken by the experience of being on these last Belichick teams.
Yeah.
Right? And like just lost his confidence, like a little Baker Mayfield is. Baker Mayfield got waived and is now, we're calling him the MVP. So I don't know, you can lose your confidence, but.
Yeah, I mean, Shanahan must be just giddy. I mean, this is the guy he wanted at 3 anyway, right? Yeah.
Watchables.
Yep.
I only have one. Jags Seahawks in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Pretty good game. Putting in the tic tac zone. I get the Jags -1.5.
I mean, this is unprecedented fucking cheating going
on. Did I hit it again? I did not cheat. Yeah. I swear on my kids.
Your kids.
Did I hit this?
You hit it. You got four in a row. Perfectly. Yeah.
They should put this on the main page of YouTube right now. Four for four.
This is nuts. All right. I had Seattle. I thought Seattle would lay one. And I guess.
They have too many injuries.
This could change a lot depending on what goes on.
I thought
tomorrow.
I was too low on that one.
Yeah, sure you did. Look at this.
I mean, they're out on Witherspoon. Durant's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so bummed out.
I'm as bummed out as this is the shithead who dropped the ball at the goal line now.
DeMarcado. He blacked out. That's what he should have said in the post-game press conference. Yeah. I blacked out. I don't remember what happened. Have you guys ever scored a touchdown? That's what he should say. Anybody here ever scored a 76-yard touchdown? Yeah, you don't understand what happens. You black out. It's really exciting. I just blacked out. I didn't have enough sugar today.
I think you should say stroke. I say I had a stroke. and now you're eligible for comeback player of the year next year.
I'm going for an MRI. I might have had a stroke. Fairly watchable. I have 5. Yeah, now there's some pressure.
What does it matter?
Colts, Cardinals in Indianapolis.
Right. Well, I got this exact. So if you get this, I'm pressing leave meeting and I'm walking the F out of here. Go ahead.
I have it in the Vegas zone.
Yep.
Colts 5.5.
Wow. Wow.
What a run.
No one's even gotten 3 in a row. You have 5?
This is the record for us. You know what's funny? I had 4.5 before that Arizona loss. Then I bumped it a point.
Let's just do parent corner. Why do we have to hit the rest of these games?
This is unbelievable. I'm like the Bishop and Caddyshack.
Dated with right. You're still up 5-3 because I have 3, but that wasn't enough. You have 5.
I'm gonna lose this one.
Go ahead.
I don't even know if this is a fairly watchable. It might be a poop one. But Chargers at Miami.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on this. I have the Chargers -2.5.
Okay. We tie on this, but neither of us are close to the actual line, which is Chargers -4.5.
Oh. They put that in the Vegas zone.
That's a lot. One of these teams beats the shit out of the other. I can't remember which it is, but they seem to play every year.
I don't know. What's the weather going to be like in a week? Do we know? October.
In Miami? I think it'll be okay.
October 12th, Miami weather.
What's going to surprise you here? 78. What is it?
It's going to be 83.
Oh,
I think that's a massive advantage.
I'll give you an extra one for that. Yeah.
It's going to be 84 on Saturday and 83 on Sunday. I think that's a real advantage for them. I think these teams get tired in the second half.
That is a little warmer
than I
thought.
They're like baking in the sun.
Right.
Man, that makes me worried. Wait,
wasn't it hot in Carolina today too? I mean, the Dolphins were terrible at the end.
Was it?
I don't know. Probably.
All right. Steelers-Browns. My streak's over.
What a run.
This is in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
The Steelers aren't that good, but the Browns have a good defense. So I'm going to make the Steelers 5.5.
You know what? Starting next week, I'm going to drink the hot water and lemon by the gallon.
Did I hit it?
You hit it exactly. I said 6.
See, now nobody's going to believe this. What do I have to swear on?
I don't know. I mean, you're not a very good actor. I'll say that. So I think you're being legit here. I don't know what to say.
All right.
6 out of 7 exactly.
I'm feeling the schedule. I've been watching a lot of football.
You should. I mean, this is going to be interesting to see if you make money this week.
I think I might hit this next one.
That's probably low too, right? Wouldn't you be surprised if they lost that game? Like that should be higher.
The problem with the Browns is if they get a lead, with their defense against Rodgers, like if they were like up 9-0 or something, I could see them.
Pittsburgh was off, right? And Cleveland's
Pittsburgh's
coming
off.
And Cleveland's coming
from
back.
Europe. Yeah.
But Cleveland's coming for Europe. That's a huge rest advantage there.
It's a parlay game.
Yeah.
Rams, Ravens. So are we assuming no Lamar? Because I did my guess with no Lamar.
I'll give you a hint, not that you need it. Yes, no Lamar if you read into this line. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm probably too low anyway, because I said Rams minus 3.5.
Oh, okay. I said 5. It's 7.5.
Oh.
Yeah, they've had enough.
So I've hit 6 exactly, but I was off by 2 and off by 4.
Yeah.
Wow. 7.5 is high. It's kind of a kitchen sink game for the Ravens. Like, do they'd be 1-5 heading into a bye. Like, don't they? You're doing flea flickers, you're mm-hmm. doing double passes, you're doing everything.
I'd like Baltimore a lot more if the Rams hadn't lost that stupid, stupid ass game on Thursday. You know?
That really was stupid. I'm tired of I'm at my limit of the guys fumbling as they're about to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, this used to happen once a year, and now I feel like it's happening.
Even if they get punched in the head. Week.
Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah. I mean, I don't like when you feel like you can't count on anything, like when it's bad play calling by Sean McVay, right? We got to be able to count on the good coaches. There's not too many bad coaches, quarterback combos.
But I talked about this on Thursday's pod. For some reason, he has a blind spot on these 4th-and-1s, right? Did you feel like that was going to be a good call by him?
Well, no.
I always feel like he messes those up.
He's got to be able to audible out, right? When everybody is loading the box, like you can't, it never works. The tailback up the middle.
Pat Saints, initially before the Buffalo game, I had Tic Tacs on for this, but I think they have to be -3 in New Orleans. So I went Pat's -3 in New Orleans.
It is Pat's -3. I said 2.5.
I don't know how many I hit. 7?
That's 7. Is that my exactly. 7?
That might be the record.
This is ridiculous. We got to give you a parade here or something. 1, 2.
That's a pretty easy one, though.
3, 4. I guess I'm just a half point off everything.
Poopfecta, 3 games, including your team. Dangerous game. Cowboys at Carolina.
Yeah.
If it's going to be hot in Miami, I'm guessing it's also going to be hot in Carolina. I have Cowboys -3.5 in Carolina.
Should we hire someone to do... What'd you say?
-3.5, Cowboys.
I can't believe this after a while, right? Like, I can't just sit here and get insulted.
Is it 3.5?
It's 3.5. I said 3.
8.
Oh, my God. Jacoby. There's not much I could do here, Jacoby.
What a day. The Pats beat the Bills, and I'm on fire.
Let's just stop this now.
Now I got to see if I get to 10. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I already have the guesses. Are you scared of that Carolina game?
Oh, yeah. I was scared of watching the documentary when we lost that game. Michael Irvin had a good game.
Right. You have the Steve Berline.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has all the makings of you go up 10-0 and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's 24-14 Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost to them last year or 2 years ago. Yeah, we already
Spiro
lost.
Spiro Dantas is saying it's a huge comeback. Raiders, Titans. I mean, it's in Vegas. I have Raiders -2. I don't think I hit this one.
Oh, wow. Well, you should lose like 4 for that. I said 4 and it's 6.5.
What?
Let me recheck. Yeah. 6.5. You love Vegas on a teaser. You love them.
No. I just think, what did we say the home field advantage is now? 1.5?
Yeah.
Do you think the Raiders are better than the Titans? I mean, one of the things we didn't mention with the Raiders is they don't have Bowers.
Right.
Bowers clearly fucked up his knee after week 1. Mm-hmm. He tried to play the last 2 weeks. He wasn't explosive at all. They benched him in today's game. And I just think without him, that's like the only receiving weapon they have.
I don't know what to think because the Titans go down, 14, 17 points every game. So it just depends on if there's a Kyler Murray type to let him back in it.
Last game is Packers.
Ricardo. Yep.
Packers in Green Bay. Facing the Bengals.
I was way off on this. Go ahead.
You're way off on this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Detroit was favored in Cincinnati by 10.5 and killed them. So the Packers have to be favored by 13.
Okay. I said 11. It's 14.5.
Oof.
Yeah. They can't screw around here.
Might have to break out the old 13-point teaser for that one. Take it out of the closet. Got a leg.
You can do whatever you want this week. I don't see how you lose any of these games. You're all over everything.
Would you see the home teams today?
What was it?
They were 3-9 outright home for this week, for week five. Home teams today, just winning or losing.
Really?
We're 3-9.
Today, not counting the Rams too?
The Rams including also. The Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense as I look at my ledger. Yep.
Yeah, didn't make a lot of sense. Okay. Sunday night, Chiefs-Lions, a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it right in the tic-tac zone. And I said Chiefs -1.5.
All right. Well, I've lost track now, but you hit that exactly. It's 1.5. I thought Detroit would be favored by one, but I guess you can't just keep making.
That's my ninth one.
Is that it?
I might get to 10. There's two Monday night games.
Because I have such a headache, I feel like it's like 15. But if you say 9.
Is this better or worse for you than losing the Cardinals bet when the guy you're about to go up 28-6?
This is DeMarcado and the Mets blowing whatever it was.
The funny thing is, I'm going to get no credit for this because everybody's going to think I cheated.
Well, yeah, they should.
The only one who knows he didn't cheat is me. And I'm like wildly impressed by myself. I've never done this well.
I don't think you would cheat this way. I really don't think so.
I certainly would have to be a lunatic to cheat this way.
Well, yeah. It's the freaking right. Hot water. It's doing it.
Let's go for 10. Monday night, Bills at Atlanta.
Two games again. How are they just going to keep doing this?
I don't mind it. I went Bills -2.5 in Atlanta.
Oh, you lost this one. I said 5. It's 4.5.
Wow, another one where I'm off.
Well, they're not going to lose. I mean, wouldn't you be shocked if they lost this and tonight? Everyone's betting Buffalo here.
I think Atlanta's a pretty solid home team. They had the week off. I haven't seen Buffalo play a complete game yet, and we're heading into the second week of October. I don't know. I think Atlanta could win this.
Okay.
I wouldn't feel awesome about betting Buffalo on the money line. Last one, my last chance to go for 10, which would easily be the record. It's Washington at home on a Monday night against the Bears. Without Terry McLaurin, but with Daniels. And I have Washington in the Vegas zone. Is it in the Vegas zone?
It is in the Vegas zone.
I have Washington -4.5.
You did it. You did it.
10!
There is a crazy...
Were there bye weeks this week?
Thank God there was two teams on bye, Houston and Minnesota, because you would have had 11.
So I got 10 of the 15 I hit exactly.
Yeah.
That's never happened before.
I don't think 6 or 7 has ever happened. We're launching an investigation.
I don't know what to tell you.
You, Comey, you're all going down. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You know what it is? Here it is. Here's the secret right here. You're not looking up.
It is. Yeah. Is that a urine specimen? What is that?
No, it's water with lemon.
Lemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good job by you. Wow. 12-7. And you lead 4-2. Oh, man, I am rattled by that. That was impressive.
I should have, when I was going for 10, I should have held my iPad right over the camera and then dropped it like DeMarcado. Just dangled it. And just,
we'll have to replay that.
Just lost it. So 7-point teaser or parlay type of things. Rams-Ravens, if Lamar isn't playing, that's pretty enticing.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles, Giants, Broncos, Jets would be the three. That's one of those. Which team is blowing this for us?
I don't think it's complicated. Philly and Denver.
Philly, you have to do.
Thursday night, Sunday morning, you're done.
Yeah.
Don't even wake up for that game.
All right. You want to hit some parent corner?
Yeah, not really. I want to go to sleep. I'm really mad about this.
Today's Parent Corner brought to you by Workday. Are you a forward thinker? Then you need an HR and finance platform that thinks like you do. Workday, the AI platform that helps propel your organization, your workforce, and your entire industry into the future. Workday, moving business forever forward. Parent Corner, let's hear it. You were Brooklyn with your whole family. Was your family in Brooklyn or no?
No, they were home. And that's that's what goes on here. So I didn't really have much interaction with them. But I was there for 8 days. And I was like, you know, do I have to bring something home? I guess I should bring something home. So I bring home a bunch of Jimmy Kimmel Live sweatshirts and t-shirts and hats. Not free and not cheap, but I do get a 20% discount. And I met with, thanks. Like everyone's like, yeah, it's like, you know, I got 12
year old. They were handing them out at the show?
Yeah. I paid for these. It's nice. It was like hard to get because they were like selling out. So I had to put them to the side. Like, yeah, 12 year old, 17 year old wife. And I was like thinking to myself, what age do you stop bringing gifts home for the kids after a business trip? And I thought about it. Go ahead.
Probably like nine? I would say nine.
Yeah. I thought about it and I threw a lot of numbers around and I wanted to hit it exact, much like you did 10 times today, whatever you did on the Guess the Lines. And I figured that age is whatever age they started getting everything they fucking ever asked for in life is the age. Like, why do we have to bring back anything to signify? Of course, I missed you. We FaceTimed, we called, but you also get whatever you want. Like you get Roblox bucks and every PlayStation game or app or Amazon gift cards or fishing poles or boogie boards or Top Golf out. It adds up. Is a Statue of Liberty globe, a snow globe? I'm certainly not getting anyone a Mets jersey from New York. Right. I feel like I did thing.
Half price Soto jersey?
Yeah, it's enough. It's good.
Maybe it's the Venn diagram is exactly the same age as Elf on the Shelf. That stops, that's when you stop bringing gifts home too.
Okay, so 2-3 years past the Easter Bunny, and I hope no kids are listening, but the other guy, the big guy? Yeah.
Big bearded guy? John Walsh?
Yeah. John Walsh, yeah. That's it. I don't know. So anyway, no one's happy.
All right, so converse question, parallel question. How many years do you have to be with whoever you're dating or married to before you don't even think to bring them home something when you've been away for a week?
Right. Same thing.
That's probably like 3-4 years.
Yeah, sure.
Because then if it's like after like 11 years and you bring them something, they just assume like you cheated on them when you were away.
Yes, it's suspicious.
Yeah. Why are you giving me this?
Right.
What are you up to?
Exactly.
It's like, I don't know. I just wanted to get you a sweatshirt. Right. Why?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, versus if you send them flowers just on a random Wednesday, that's nicer than, not that I would do that, but that's nicer than, you know, bringing gifts home. So I know.
What was your best? Was Billy Kimmel in Brooklyn?
He was there. Yeah. He was good.
I mean, I just want, we're going to have our cousin come on Parent Corner, I think next week.
Yeah.
I got to see, little Billy, who's in the perfect Parent Corner age.
So funny.
I haven't seen you this delighted by anybody in a long time. Mm-hmm. Because it's good because it's not your son. So you're like, you're the perfect amount of distance, but you're related to him. And he's a complete shit stirrer. And he was just shooting people with a water gun and messing with 20 people in this like very tense office. And you had the tongue in your cheek. You were just delighted.
People all dressed up. It's the first show back. This is in LA, the first show back. And Billy knows right where the water gun is. It goes right for his mother, who turned right
in. Shoots her in the ear.
Yeah, it's like block or charge. I don't know what we call this, but she walked right into it.
She's wearing a dress. It's like the biggest show in the history of the show. She's just firing a water gun at her.
Jimmy's
so did you have any good Brooklyn moments?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, great crowds. 10,000 people over 5 days. There were like 125,000 ticket requests and no shenanigans. Like I was worried, like all it takes is one or two, whatever. So all big fans, all big energy. Highlights, I mean, you could call me Grandma Sal instead of Cousin Sal because I had about 25 grandma slices of pizza while I was there. Different spots.
Did you weigh yourself before and after the trip or no?
I didn't. Tomorrow though, I'm tripling up on the Zepbound. So I have to get it in order. It's going to be lemon and hot water the rest of the year till Christmas. We took our Aunt Chippy on a tour of rats in New York City. Was essentially
oh my God.
Like, she didn't like it too much and she was very upset with us. But I think the highlight was Seth Meyers was on the show and requested to meet me. And he is a big fan of ours.
Yeah, he's a longtime guest of the Lions guy.
Yeah, and he's a big fan of mine and yours before the hot water with lemon fiasco. Now he's just a fan of mine, but he was like, you got to go after us. Don't ever let him forget about that lemon thing. That's crazy. So, and here you are hitting 10.
Yeah, he 10 texted exactly me about right. it, and I reminded him that you were sharing a milkshake with Rob Mills.
No one cares about that.
Made a share of vanilla milkshake.
Fine, still milkshake.
49-year-old man. It sounded like it was a great week. The Matt Damon thing was the highlight.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was great. The Matt Damon was really, really funny. So mine, I very few times will I use this platform just to complain, mm-hmm. hoping for change, but also just complaining. I don't really like when people use platforms for that. But, you know, my daughter plays college soccer. She's a Div 3 athlete. And all these different leagues have these different systems for streaming the games to the parents, because obviously the kids are from all over the place, sure. and people still want to. There's nothing more fun than watching your kid play sports. So, we played a NESCAC team. NESCAC is the one with Amherst and Williams and Bowdoin, all mm-hmm. those ones, and they're playing in Bowdoin, and it's like the most. They have it's called NSN Sports, and they have this beautiful HD wide feed. And you could see the whole game and the picture was perfect. And it was like, the game was on ESPN2. And we're like, my wife and I were like, this is amazing. Like, this is like the best telecast of a Zoe game ever. And then on Saturday, we go back to the app that's for her league, the New Mac League.
Right.
And it's called Flow Sports. Yeah. And it's this app that when it works for 20 straight minutes, it's a fucking miracle. And sometimes it's just gone and it says technical difficulties. There'll be 20 minutes left in the game. Sometimes it doesn't start. You log on before the game and you're just like, I just hope my daughter's game's on. And then it's like, oh, there's the field. Mm-hmm. So this one, they reached a new one on Saturday. They've never done this one before. I felt like Flow Sports had played all of the hits for just how to fuck with parents of these players. This one, there was just a test pattern. It was a field of the game. There's some three-year-old with a wide shot of the field, one camera. There's some three-year-old working the camera. They're just zooming in and out. It's like if you give your son an iPhone and he's like, and then on top of it, the test pattern. And every time the camera would move, if like somebody kicked the ball, the test pattern would come on. So about 20 minutes in, we're like, we might have a seizure. Like, should we keep watching this? Like, we have to watch it. It's Zoe's game. And it's just test pattern game, test pattern game, test pattern game. Flow Sports, it's like $10 a month.
And I was big on wrestling. I think it started with like wrestling.
They have all these sports. Yeah. And there was, I Googled them and there was this big article about Flow Sports. They have so much money and resources and things are going great. It's like, things aren't going great. Your cameras suck. Every telecast, it's a 50-50 whether I'm going to see my daughter's game or not. I live 3,000 miles away. Show the fucking game. Figure it out. Get better cameras. Use your resources for all these colleges. You have this great economic thing going on. You have people like us that are just away from our kids. Like, this is, we'll pay any amount of money to watch our kids play. Figure out the fucking cameras, Flow Sports. Like, don't suck this much.
Wow.
That's my rant for parents.
I like it. I like it. They're done now. Really, you crippled you made it worse. You know, you crippled that company. Sports and Tylenol out.
You know why I'm so upset? Because I'm still recovering from the 7 seizures I had from the 97,000 times they flashed the test pattern.
Well, it helped you guess the lines, obviously. Yeah, that
maybe
sucks.
Maybe all the seizures helped.
How many games do you think they're doing simultaneously? Not to stick up for them here, because I don't know what's going on, but do they probably have?
Oh, they have a million. They have a million things.
Time.
But
yeah.
Yeah. But at some point, like, if this is a business, like,
of course,
the thing shouldn't flake out.
No, it's not a business anymore. You took
NSN
you put it
Sports.
Into that. Yeah.
The NESCAC certainly has a good camera. Flow Sports. Just get, like, have a meeting, play this whole rant in the meeting at 10 o'clock. And I really want you to all look at each other in the conference room.
Wow.
And figure the fuck out what you're going to do long term with this. This is a great product you have. Parents love watching their kids play sports. Just figure it out.
It's true.
There's another game on Wednesday. Like Zoe's playing Wednesday. Am I going to be able to watch the game? Is it going to cut out? Like, we'll never know.
Oh, they're going to fly you out first class now to make sure you don't miss. You're right on the field.
Have the feed. I don't need anything. Just have the feed work. I speak I like on it. Behalf of all the parents out there. And I know there's got to be so many more parents that like fucking hate flow sports.
How much is it? 10 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. If they say they're going to have it, they should have it.
It's 2 months away from 2026. Like we should be, even I have a good camera for the podcast now. Think how long that took. Like we're all getting better at this stuff.
Right.
Anyway, that was Parent Corner.
Full from Progressive just killed herself.
It's Parent Corner brought to you by Workday.com. You can learn more about all their great stuff there. They are a more competent company than Flow Sports. all right. So what do you have going this week? You Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Ringer Gambling Show.
Lot. Yeah.
House is coming this weekend, by the way.
Oh, he is? I
don't know if you're coming for football.
Yeah. All right. Let's get that going.
You're coming for football on Sunday.
You Tuesday with Tate. Wow, Penn State and Texas suck. We're going to talk college. We're going to talk pro, talk baseball. What's going on with Coach Belichick? Wednesday with House and our nephew DeBundo. Friday with DeBundo and Heifetz. And then our award-winning pregame show. By the way, that was a great fit. That was like stand back. And I'm like, what I'm doing in life is pretty cool. I'm like, well, I'm on with my buddies on this pregame show. And I'm like, I'm going to bet the Vikings on that last drive plus 250. Of course, I lost it all during the day, but I'm going to bet them. I like this. This is still the Browns. And then we discussed it. We're on the air talking about it. And it won. I was like, this is very cool. So there you go. Bring a pregame show.
Any baseball picks before we go? Anything you're excited about?
How could you pick any of these games? Do you like any of this?
I thought the Yankees were going to, honestly, I thought they were going to kill Toronto. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
As a reverse jinx thing. When Bichette got scratched, combined with Toronto's bullpen, but the thing is, they've never even had to go to the bullpen because they killed them in two games in a row.
Yep. So, can I say something that's...
Detroit-Seattle is a good series, though. I think that one's going to go seven.
I'm old man-ish with this thing because I don't like when the playoffs don't resemble the regular season. And when these guys, I mean, Seattle had a freaking shutout going and still used five pitchers. I know it ended up 3-2, but they allowed one earned run. Like, we need to see five pitchers when your guy is like throwing a gem, like they're doing the best he's ever done, you know? So anyway, but it's fun to have.
Would you put like a number for how many you could use in the first seven innings or something?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I guess you can't that because of injury and everything. But I also think all these games should air on Flow Sports.
Toronto Yankees on Flow Sports. I just...
Imagine getting a camera to Canada.
Oh, man. Just Flow Sports. Just do better. Better. Not asking for a home run. Just hit a single to the opposite field. It'd be great. All right, cuz. This was a true pleasure tonight. Congrats to my New England Patriots. Congrats to me for the 10. Thanks to Eduardo and Gahau as well. You can have the rewatchables tomorrow night. Jeremiah Johnson, we're doing that one. You got Task, Prestige TV podcast. We've been covering that every week. Are you watching Task?
Yeah, I am. I'm way behind, though.
Task is good. And then my wife and I watched the first three episodes of the Ed Gein Netflix thing. Really disturbing, like almost too disturbing.
I gotta
might not
this.
Continue.
Really? Oh, so maybe I don't have to add it to my.
I don't know if you do. I'm on the fence.
I got John Candy. I got all these other.
John Candy's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That one's coming too. All right, Sal. Good job by you.
Good job by you, buddy.
Thanks, everybody. Must be 21 plus and present in select states for Kansas in affiliation with Kansas Star Casino or 18 plus and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut or mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.